If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In this episode, we explore side hustle ideas tailored to serving the unique needs of seniors. We're also going to look at how to market those services effectively to the growing senior population. Welcome to Side Hustle School. Chris Guillebeau, your host. We're going to hear today from a listener in Tampa. His name is Jackson, a retired IT professional who's interested in offering a service like tech support or errands, or it could be something else. He just wants to know how to start this hustle that meets the specific needs of the demographic, and then, of course, how to market it effectively. All right. With every episode, we're trying to look at a specific situation. How can this person make some money, and not just a little bit of money, but maybe establish an actual business that can go on to allow them to do all sorts of other things. I always appreciate our global community. You're always welcome to share your own questions or feedback, sidehustleschool.com/questions. But today, let's hear from Jackson. Quick little shout out to our sponsor. I appreciate the sponsors as well as our listeners. Then I'll be back with Jackson's question and my answer.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Jackson. I'm a retired IT professional from Tampa. So I've been looking into some side hustle ideas that kind of center around the senior population. I was thinking I could like offer some kind of services, you know, like running errands for them or doing like tech support if they need that. Like, what kind of advice would you have if I wanted to start this kind of a service on the side that would, you know, help them with their needs? And in that vein, you know, how can I market my services to that older senior demographic? Thanks.
Jackson, it's great that you want to start this side hustle serving seniors. As a retired IT pro, no doubt you've got valuable skills to offer. I would just suggest here that that while errands and tech support are helpful, my suggestion is to focus on services that create more value and therefore some potential for recurring income. All right. And nothing wrong with just doing gig economy stuff, but a lot of our listeners want to go beyond that. So if that's Jackson, what could Jackson do? A couple of ideas here. Digital legacy planning, assisting seniors in organizing and preserving their digital assets like photos and important documents. I think that could be big. It is big. Different people are doing that already in different ways. What about smart home setup and support? Man, I feel like I need smart home setup and support. It's just hard. Everything is digital and there's all these apps and sometimes they work together and sometimes they don't. So if I need it, I'm sure that seniors living in a modern world could benefit from that. That also kind of lends to a package that has recurring support, therefore also recurring revenue. As part of that, you could do some tech tutoring or perhaps something with cybersecurity. So that could be personalized consults or again, like some kind of monitoring service that is better suited for recurring revenue. And then to market those services, I think Jackson asked about that as well. Well, my number one tip there is don't forget the Facebook page. Like, you know, definitely make a website. A simple website is great, but Facebook is going to be particularly important for this market. And then from there, you know, maybe an introductory discount, a package deal, and then start providing service and encouraging word of mouth referrals, because that's ultimately how it's going to grow. But definitely keep the Facebook page. Focus on building trust, providing value, making a difference, and that's how you do it. So just choose how you're going to focus. Again, my suggestion is to think about something higher value that has potential for recurring income and go from there. All right, listeners, if you have a question, an idea, sidehustleschool.com/questions. New episode every day. We'll continue to feature questions from listeners along with updates from other listeners as they launch and grow their projects. Thanks for being out there. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.